This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Seven after the hour. Last day of June 2022, June the 30th is upon us. Tomorrow, July 1st. So we are halfway through the year. 6 months gone into the seventh month. What in the world is going on? Seriously. And really.
Every day is one day closer to winter.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, and it's, thanks a lot. It's nice to be able to spend the time together that we do each day, and the time seems to go quickly because there are so many interesting things to talk about, and that's what we're here to do with you, give you cause to think, perhaps fix problems that are a part of your life. And to that end, as we talk about the cost of gasoline, we talk about the cost of pretty much everything. When you get to it, going back to, I remember in the 1970s, when the cost of gasoline was in reality more expensive than it is now. If you fiddle around with it wasn't $5 a gallon, but if you adjust for inflation, it was actually more expensive than what we're paying right now. And back in the early 80s, when Ronald Reagan was president, this came about as a result of the gas crisis, and the interest rates went up to 20%. Right now, we're crying about interest rates of 6.5% and mortgage rates of 4.5%. But if you're buying and you're just paying interest or you're doing a float, it's 6.5%. So what do we do about this? This is something that happens. It's happened before. It'll happen again. We have inflation that is a bother for sure. Our lives are affected by this. You don't have to look very far to see the discontent. So, as you know, I'm not much on blame. Fix the problem. How do we come up with some solutions for the problems that exist today? So let's spend a couple of minutes talking about what you can do for perhaps instant savings. You're interested in saving a few bucks? You're going on your summer vacation, got to save some money. Okay, so here's how you start. If you have music streaming services, if you have video streaming services, are you paying too much? Most of the time, I found this out, I added a car to my Sirius XM satellite service. Mm-hmm. And Bob and I were going, Bob Kay is our GM, and he and I were traveling to New York a couple of weeks ago. And so in the car, I said, I was driving a newer car. I hadn't set up Sirius, so why don't you call him and see if he can set it up, I said to Bob. And he said, yeah, and we'll get a better deal for you. And that's what he did. I ended up getting, I have three cars that have the satellite service in it, and I'm paying less now for three cars than I was before for two. So you just have to ask, right? And the same is true for all of those things that you signed up for. I remember when Victoria, we would talk about all of the things that she has on her television set. You may have them as well. It's more expensive to do it that way than it was to pay for Fios or whatever.
There's so many different companies who will help, like, group them together or offer you discounts. But also, if you are a customer of a certain company and you've been a customer for a long time, and then you see, well, new customers get these discounts, call the company and ask for that same discount, because if you can't get what you don't ask for, or what you don't ask, good grief.
Yes.
You give me anxiety with all the prepositions.
Do not ever end a sentence in a preposition, says Professor Doug.
Or right, let's see. For free, or no, for two free. Times, or three times. It twice. Is twice and thrice.
That's it. There you go. I've got her on the right. See, folks, just listen, stick with me, and you'll be fine. The a couple of other things, besides cable and music streaming and all that sort of thing, your cell phone plan. I just redid mine. And that's another thing. What a ripoff, though. And now, if you look at your Fios bill and some of the others, they're adding a $2 a month charge for, I think it's called, it may even be called excessive fee. something like that, another fee, adjustment fee or so, whatever. So you can
because
talk to
we whoever. Felt like it fee.
Yeah, right, exactly. Insurance premiums. Do you shop your car insurance, your house insurance every year when it's renewed? I do, although I've been with the same agent for 45, 46 years. I always tell him, Richard, you know when I'm, yeah, he says I'm on it. And he does. He finds me a couple of times I've paid for a little bit more when I've shopped around. But I like him, and he's been my insurance guy for, see, I tend to do that. Whatever I use for services, I have stayed with them all because I have either learned how to work with them, or they with me, or how to make it so that it works well for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the other thing. Gym membership, do you belong to a gym?
No, not at the moment. Yeah. I'm more of a just work out at home kind of situation.
Well, the reason I ask is because oftentimes, you know, we talk about Calitrin and losing weight and how you lost mm-hmm. your weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are those people who go to the gym, they sign up right after Christmas. First of the year, we're going to get rid of all that
fat.
Oh,
yeah, there's New Year's resolution.
Right? Yeah. So then you go until the end of February and then you stop. I'm betting dimes to donuts that you're still paying for that membership at the gym. So stop if you're not using it.
Oh, and gym memberships can be very sneaky because I used to belong to a few, and anytime you would go to cancel, you needed to keep the cancellation paperwork. You needed to keep and hold on to the proof of cancellation because sure enough, the month after, they would keep trying to charge you, and you would have to go in and show your proof.
L.A. Fitness is the worst. I belong to L.A. Fitness. I'm in L.A., so I joined. I've tried different, every winter when I'm there, I try different services, different gyms. So I joined L.A. Fitness before the pandemic. Okay, so they stopped during the pandemic. For 14 months, they were closed. Nobody could use them. So the 15th month they open up again, they start charging me. And so I call them up and say, what is this? Well, you are a member, and you're required to pay for a year. I said, you want to hear from my lawyer? And the guy went, they jammed me for one more month, and then they stopped charging me. But they had to jam me for one more month. So stay away from LA Fitness and stay away from those deals. Now, having said that, as far as losing weight, here's a reminder about how, as you have lost the weight, done a good job with it, have you thought about how you're going to keep it off years from now? When you look at your body and you like it, you're going to thank me for steering you toward Calitrin. Calitrin is the all-natural way. Not only, there's no drugs, no stimulants, none of that stuff. Not only does it help you lose weight, but more importantly, it helps you keep it off. That's really what's important here, keeping the weight off. This is the country's best and first choice for healthy weight loss and for continuing to be able to have those good weight loss stories. At the end of the day, you want to keep the weight off. The secret to Calitrin's success, as it's been helping for like 25 years, is the fact that you don't have to be on a special diet, you don't have to be in a special exercise program, you just have to pay attention, and then at the end of the day, you give yourself four of these capsules of the liquid or the powder, and it'll help you go to sleep, it'll work on your body because the natural ingredients that are the important part of this, the aloe vera and the fact that I always, you know, I start talking about this and then I forget what the ingredients are, I start yakking about it because I do all these spots in my head. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just telling you the story from my memory. But I forget sometimes. It's collagen protein. They have special digestive enzymes and aloe vera. Those are the three main ingredients that help your body when it has broken down. You know, the fat coming out of your body breaks down the musculature, it breaks down your body. So you got to build it back up again.
And there's no stomach aches or jittery that might come with other pills and other brands.
Exactly. No jittery because there's nothing in it, no caffeine, none of that stuff. So take my word for it. It's a guaranteed product. If it works, great. If it doesn't, get your money back. But if 86% of the people who use it say it's helped them to be successful, that's got to tell you something. Find out for yourself. Go to toploss.com, if you please, toploss.com for Calitrin. And when you check out, you get free shipping, great deals by using the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Calling all dinosaur fans. Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cut the message, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Okay, so I was thinking, again, and that can be dangerous, from the same pew that we're in a few minutes ago, if we still haven't, you know, with all the ideas on how to save some money, the credit cards that you're using, my son's mother-in-law, Sophie's mom, is a whiz at this. We sat at the table the last time I was in L.A., and she was telling me how she does it with credit cards. She gets new ones all the time, the bonus cards that give you 50, 60,000 miles. She has like 4 million miles in credit card mileage. And the kids fly all over the place. They never pay for a ticket because she keeps getting new credit cards and canceling the old ones. That's something that you might want to do if you travel. But if you're even the credit card interest, there are a lot of people who pay. They just get whatever they think. They think all credit card interest is the same, and it's not. You can sign up. This is what Mindy does. She signs up for new cards with an introductory 0% balance. It's a transfer from one card to another, and you just keep doing it. You got 4 months free interest. Okay, so you apply for another credit card at the end of the 4 months and transfer the balance around. You can
but
do that ad nauseum.
Your credit?
There are the ones that they have now that don't ding your credit. Some credit cards, how you do it, does ding your credit, but some don't. She's found out. I don't know which ones those are. I suppose that would be another question to ask her. Plus, how many people use cash? Actually pay for things with cash. That usually is a way to get things less expensively. And people say, well, is that legal? Why wouldn't it be legal?
Why wouldn't cash be legal? There are a lot of places right now that they will have signs up and they say we are cashless or we don't accept cash.
Yeah,
we've actually pulled out cash to go places thinking we're going to pay with cash and then they don't accept it.
Go somewhere that does take cash then. That would be my solution to that problem. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$10,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How much fun we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've just, do you think that name that we came up with for a legal team, should we put that on the air, Jay, or not? What do you think?
Why not? Who doesn't like some immature humor? I know I do.
Right on.
Children at heart.
Okay, so here's what I was doing. I was going through one of my farm trades, and they have a new company that's distributing certain products, and it's the company is called Zeitman. And so I was looking at that, and as my teenage mind went to work, I was thinking of this would be perfect for Animal House. We could have a new legal firm, Zeitman and Fartman. Right?
What's wrong with that? We Zartman need t-shirts. They'll be available in the store.
Attorneys at law. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. Here we are to inform, educate, and entertain you here on the DJV program. In a moment, the Muzzle Awards.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Haberman. About 90% of people who suffer out-of-hospital cardiac arrest die. But CPR, especially if performed immediately, could double or triple a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival. First Officer Matthew Clark suffered a cardiac arrest during a flight he was piloting.
I was incredibly fortunate to go into cardiac arrest around colleagues trained in CPR and the use of AEDs who were confident enough to use them.
Only about 40% of people who experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest receive the immediate help that they need before professional help arrives.
About 50% of people can locate an automated defibrillator or AED at work. Learn CPR and learn how to use an AED so you can help save a life in an emergency.
Find out where you can learn how to use an AED and learn how to do CPR at cpr.heart.org.
Okay, so every year since 1998, there have been what they call the Muzzle Awards. And because it's celebrated over the 4th of July, i.e., birth of our country, freedom of speech, yada, yada, yada. So there are always a couple of really good examples of people who are trying to muzzle others. So these awards go to usually people who are in public positions of power, right? People who are trying to, for example, the former mayor of Boston, who's now Secretary of Transportation, Marty Walsh, he has the number one position here this year because he wanted to censor a religious group's freedom of expression. And so the, and as a matter of fact, this went to the Supreme Court, by the way. It happened, the Supreme Court ruling came out May 2nd. It was the First Amendment issue. This group, this Christian organization, was refused a request to fly its flag on City Hall Plaza as part of an event it was holding. And so the mayor said, no, you can't do that because it infringes on the separation of church and state. Well, they thought they used another one. My freedom of speech is being affected. Freedom, so they went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court agreed with them. And so they gave it in the chin to Marty Walsh. How about that? There you go. I think there's a... I don't know. When you think about some of these things, they become... They seem kind of trivial, but... here's U.S. Representative Jake Oshinslosh. I don't know who he is or where he came from. But anyway, he was called out. This is a pretty chilling example of intimidation and harassment. He was after the mapping project, identifying Jewish and pro-Israeli organizations on a map. And so this guy, the map makers, are anonymous, and they wanted to be able to express themselves. And this guy said, nope, you know, you can't do it. And so they took him to court. And it turns out that they could do it. It may be, you know, freedom of speech is ugly sometimes, but here it is. You can, this was the court case showed that they could target Jews and tell people where they are. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but there you go. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Personal income and outlays report for April comes out this morning. The PCE, or personal consumption expenditures, will be released by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis at 8:30 Eastern. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in as the Supreme Court's first black female justice at noon today, just minutes after her mentor, Justice Stephen G. Breyer, makes his retirement official. Personal information for Californians who are granted or denied a concealed and carry weapons permit over a 10-year period, as well as personal information, was disclosed online this week by the state of California. A gun owner lashes out at the government agency on ABC 10.
Why should you be exposing them to these additional risks? It doesn't make any sense. The only way forward, in my opinion, stop holding lists of gun owners.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you.
Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Herschel W. Woody Williams, the last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, died Wednesday. He was 98 years old. As a young Marine corporal, Williams went ahead of his unit during the Battle of Iwo Jima in the Pacific Ocean in February of 1945 and eliminated a series of Japanese machine gun posts. In November of last year, he sat down with WTOL 11 News in Toledo, Ohio.
I was in the Civilian Conservation Corps, 3Cs, and the day Pearl Harbor was bombed, and I was out in a little town of Whitehall, Montana. And they called all of us out. There were about 265 of us in that camp. It was run by the Army. And they called us out and said that America was going to war because it was a group of people I'd never heard tell of, didn't know who they were, wasn't familiar with the name whatsoever, that was trying to take away our country and our freedom. I didn't like that idea.
Immune particles found in the blood of llamas could provide strong protection against all COVID-19 variants. That's according to new research from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Researchers said that super immunity molecules called nanobodies could be developed into a fast-acting, inhalable antiviral treatment or spray. The study revealed llamas, as well as camels, have different immune systems from other animals. They produce antibodies composed of a single polypeptide chain rather than two. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Then the apples, oranges, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Today. Yeah, you like that? June 30th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is International Asteroid Day. This came out, started 2014, the release of the film 51 Degrees North. You know, I don't remember that movie, about an asteroid that was about to strike London. You remember that? Well, there's been a lot of these kind of movies around.
Oh, yeah. We all remember Armageddon. That
right.
Like Bruce Willis.
Yep. And the other one that came out the same time, that had Robert Duvall in it. I never can remember the name of that one. But it was basically the same story.
Mm.
You don't remember
it. With that one, no.
I don't remember the name. Anyway, point is, there are millions and millions of asteroids out in space. Probably as many asteroids as there are ass blanks here on the planet. Right? The Asteroid Day's founders and a lot of other scientists created the 100-time Asteroid Declaration. The declaration aims to have scientists working to understand the rate of asteroid discovery. Apparently, they discover over 100,000 of these things a year, which makes sense because the world... Yeah, we were talking about this the other day. When you're looking up in the sky, beautiful, clear summer night, you see all the stars up there. And if you wonder where the light's coming from, where is that planet? How far away is it? That's not really the question. The question is, how long ago did it exist? And how much time has it taken the light to come from that object in space to the planet? And many times you will find, as people who are observers of this will tell you, looking into the science of it, it is light years away. I know that's an expression, light years. What? The answer to this question is light years away. Well, it really is. And people don't understand what it means, light years. Okay, so you want to know? You want a headache? Get a piece of paper out.
Ready for it. Mm-hmm.
Light travels at how fast? You know how what the speed of light is?
Isn't it like
186?
Over 100,000 per second.
Feet per second.
Well, feet miles. Per, oh, I thought it was miles. Yes. Wow.
Well, maybe it is. It's 186,000 something. I remember the 186,000. Yeah, wicked fast, right? So multiply that. Here's where the headache comes in. You got a computer? Yeah. 186,000, I think you're right. I think it's 186,000 miles per second. So you multiply that times some ungodly number, and you come up with light years. I think it's 186,000 times 365. So 100, here, no, this is it. Okay, now remember the formula from science in junior high school. 186, and somebody's going to send us in on social media. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, I Googled how many human years in a light year. Does that help?
Yeah.
Is that a better calculation?
Go ahead.
It would take about 37,200 human years to travel one light year.
Right. Okay. And when you consider these planets we're looking at, some of them within our galaxy, not our solar system. Our solar system are the nine planets around the sun. But the galaxy, the Milky Way, has planets in it that are 12 billion light years away. So you want to give us that number again? How many 365, what did you say, 36,000 or 36,000?
Yeah, 37,200 human years to travel one light year.
Okay. And you multiply that, there's another formula, 186,000 miles per second times 300, times how many seconds there are in an hour, times how many seconds there are in a minute, times how many minutes there are in an hour, times how many hours there are in a day, times how many days there are in a year. How do you like that?
Wow, that's a lot.
Anyway, yes it is. It's an understatement. That's a lot. Anyway, I think it's cool. I love these
science fiction
movies that take us into using our imagination and then wondering, is it really science fiction? When you think about it, is it science fiction? Here's the story from Uber. A lot of people like Uber still. Some people like Lyft. Story of a driver, Uber driver, who has more than doubled her tips. She swapped her Toyota Camry for a Tesla Model 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Doubled her tips. $2,600 a month. I don't know that much about how much. When I use Uber or Lyft, it's on a credit card, and you don't charge anything. You've got the credit card on record. Does that include a 15% tip? I don't know. Now I'm asking what the answer is.
Yeah, during your ride, you can tip or you can wait till your ride is done, and it's within the app where you can actually go and you can do different percentages or you can manually put in how much you want to tip.
Oh, okay. I don't do that. Am I cheap? Does anyone do that?
Do you not tip?
I tip
takeout orders.
Restaurants? No. I don't do takeout.
No?
I don't do takeout.
Oh, you don't do takeout. Well, then, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're,
so I don't tip.
How can you tip on something you're not utilizing?
So I was thinking about Teslas and how many people, I think it was last week, we were talking about Elon Musk being interviewed by, I think, a CBS News reporter, and Elon's driving a Tesla, and he's showing him how it works on autopilot and almost has a crash. But you think about, the idea of cleaning up the planet and all the things, the energy, it's kind of becoming a religion.
Yeah, until there's a rolling blackout and you can't charge your vehicle.
Well, so then I went back into one of my old historical perspectives, a magazine that I used to teach from, I happen to have some around. I'm cleaning up because the kids are coming, so I'm cleaning up the house. I'm painting stuff, and we're inside and outside fixing things, cleaning things up. And I found an article that was a tribute to what was referred to at the time as the golden age of fumes, which is, you know, when you go back to your father's age, when we were kids, gas-guzzling cars like the Oldsmobile 442. Did your father ever talk to you about some of the cars that he had when he was a kid? An Oldsmobile 442 was four-barrel carburetor, four on the floor, and I don't remember what they two stood for, but that was a fast machine. Made a lot of noise and burned a lot of gas and left a lot of stuff on the air, I'm sure. And so
even some of the cars that they drive around now, the classic cars that people are driving, you can smell it when it's a mile away.
Exactly. One of the great things about a new car is the new car smell. But if you, it's kind of like, do you realize how bad the chemicals are in wall-to-wall carpets? They use the same chemicals to put on the seats, and that's what you smell when you get into a new car. So it smells like, wow, this is great. But it really is horrible. It's really terrible.
Yeah.
More fumes that are bad for you. So you go back to your childhood. Maybe some of you are thinking about the health challenges of riding in a convertible, for example. There were no seat belts when I was a kid, and people used to stand up in the back seat and fall out of the car onto the road. You know, somebody come to a quick stop or some kid who's, you know, rum, 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 and somebody stands up in the back seat and the guy peels off and guy falls in the back seat, falls out of the seat.
Or,
you know, if you did that today.
Truck beds.
Yeah, the pickup truck beds. Yeah. I still do that. I ride around the pickup truck bed. Somebody picks me up. But I remember going down the street a few years ago. I picked up a bunch of guys in the hayfield, and we were in the pickup, and I was driving the pickup truck, and there were three or four guys in the back, and they were standing up because of the hot day to get the you know, kind of cool off. And this police car sees us coming down the road. He turns around, puts on the siren and the flashing lights, and pulls me over. You know why I'm pulling you over? And I said, no, officer, I haven't the slightest idea. And he said, there's a new law that makes it illegal for anybody to ride in the back of a pickup truck. And I looked at him, I said, really, when was that law passed? He said, we just got our notices last Friday. And so I looked at him, I said, and how am I supposed to know that law just went into effect? Well, it's up to you. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well,
it's not our job to inform you.
No, it's our job to give you a ticket and pay money to the city.
So did you get a ticket or did you?
I did. I got a warning. I got a warning. I didn't get a ticket because I protested. I think if I hadn't protested, I probably would have gotten a ticket for who knows what. But that's the old thing about, you know, all these laws get passed. We have legislatures in states that some, like in Massachusetts, they're in session all the time. In many states, they're not. They have 40 days to do what they have to, and then they're done. But the longer they sit around, the more they come up with some of these stupid laws. Now, is that a stupid law? If people had common sense, they'd know it wasn't a good idea to stand up in a pickup truck or to sit on the ridge of a convertible. But apparently, people have no common sense, so they have to legislate to protect them. And therefore, we have all of these laws that none of us know anything about until we violate them. And then you get it. Up next on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, some people in the news, including the story of a hero Boy Scout coming right up.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Here's a story of a Boy Scout being hailed as a hero, Jay, after he comforted a man in his dying moments. The youngster's name is Eli Skipsenek, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He and 15 other scouts were on that Amtrak train.
Yeah, the Remember one that the... crashed in Missouri.
Right, yep. So this 15-year-old youngster, one of the first to escape the train, located the truck driver who was in a ditch trying to breathe. So young Eli held his hand, tried to stop some of the bleeding. He dealt with the situation. Imagine a 15-year-old having 15. That calmness, that coolness. Father should be proud of him, mother too. The driver succumbed to the injuries, and we still are trying to figure out, I think, how this all happened. The truck stalled on the track.
And I know it doesn't make anything easier because there are family members who lost a loved one, the truck driver, but to probably know that he didn't die alone, somebody was there holding his hand, that has to be some kind of comfort. And 15 years old.
Good for him.
This kid is amazing.
Yep. The Attorney General of Louisiana is another name in the news. His name is Jeff Landry. Remember on Monday, there was a judge's order blocking Louisiana from enforcing its ban on abortion. So the next day, the attorney general said he doesn't care what the judge said. If you're a doctor and you're performing abortions, I'm going to get you. Basically, that's it. You pay no attention to the judge. If you do something like that, the attorney general will seek to prosecute any doctor who performs abortions. Even while the judge's order is in effect. There you go. And don't you love the law against the law? I always love that stuff. Go. The contradictions are crazy.
It really is.
Term provider. Let me talk to you about that for a minute. Term provider is the easy way to buy life insurance. Listen up. You want to protect your family? You want to get peace of mind? You got high blood pressure? You're worrying about a lot of different things. You're sick. You got a problem. Well, that's no problem at Term Provider. They're going to shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that work. Get to the best possible rate. So call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750. And get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month. Term Provider. 800-333-1750. Call them now for affordable life insurance. 10 before the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay. I'm not even going to try to guess on this one. 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments and the, the Choir of Angels from some movie, right? What is this?
That was from a movie called Meatballs. Bill Murray's first film appearance in 1979. It was shot on a budget of $1.6 million, all Canadian financed. Wano grossing $43 million in the U.S. and Canada and $76 million worldwide. That's a very profitable movie. It was a nice little film in 79 that was released this week in movie history. But Bill Murray's first film appearance. Very entertaining, small, low-budget movie. And that was a time, Doug, when you went to the movies and you really didn't know what you were going to get or what you were going to see. The marketing campaigns were not on steroids, and you was pretty surprised and entertained when you walk into a movie theater.
Yeah, a lot of times now, when you see a trailer, it tells you the whole movie. Why bother go to the movie? You've seen it in 2.5 minutes.
Well, right? You know, again, I said this a few weeks ago when it was actually a week ago when it was the this week in movie history when Warner Brothers released Batman in '89, how we were force-fed in terms of a marketing campaign into that film, and that is the way the industry has evolved, where they make a movie, it's a bigger budget, and they spend so much money on marketing that they want you to go to the theater the first weekend. In 79, when a movie like Meatballs played, it would play months and months in the theater, and people would discover it, and would slowly make a lot of money, and it would ultimately have a different type of a long-term legacy that movies do. Now, I'll tell you another quick story. Before there was HBO and all these streaming services and Showtime, which was HBO and Showtime before a lot of the streaming stuff, but there was a thing called WHT. I remember when growing up in Brooklyn, New York, it was an antenna cable service where you had hooked up these antennas on your TV, but you paid outside of basic network TV to get movies, and I remember watching Meatballs on WHT, that antenna subscription service. I also saw the original Halloween on that service also. And then that was the forefront where later on HBO and Showtime came into the marketplace.
All right. Good memory.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good story. Thank you. The story of spies in the modern era. I was reading a story about the creator of a number of movies and television shows, the guy who did The Americans. Remember that? That was a pretty good TV show, actually.
It was.
A good movie.
Very good.
This guy who did, who created it and did the scripting, was a member of the CIA. And so his view on espionage comes from his experience. And often you hear stories about the people that are writing. I knew a fellow married to a very good friend of mine who did. He was a detective for the L.A. Police Department for 21 years. And he got hired to write the scripts for Major Crimes. Remember that? That was, there were two different names.
Yeah.
But it was the same show. I forget. But at any rate, the point is that a lot of these people that come out of different life experiences write these stories, and they become very successful. Dakota Johnson says making the 50 Shades movies made her crazy because of the creative battle always going on with the fellow who wrote the script. She's been around now. You think she's pretty attractive? I think we were talking about her yesterday.
She's Melanie Griffith's daughter. I like her. I think she's interesting. And I like her work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
here's an interesting story. The Broccoli family and the producers of the James Bond movie say the next Bond movie is at least 2 years away. That means in production. So we wouldn't probably see a Bond movie in theaters until 2025. There is no actor on the radar as of yet to play
007. Yeah, they can't find out.
And they said, though, that they are in the process of reinventing the character. Let's see exactly what that means.
Some
other news of interest yesterday that hit the net. Cameron Diaz, who hasn't made a movie in 8 years, last one was Annie, coming out of retirement to do an action comedy for Netflix opposite Jamie Foxx called Back in Action. Good for her. She was making like $20 million a film for like a 10-year run. So she had a really good run. Was very popular, retired. So
I think that's
Cameron Diaz back in movies.
Yeah, she's very appealing, I think, as a star. Dolph Lundgren says that filming Aquaman 2 with Amber Heard was difficult.
He's got to be in a big movie. What's the problem?
Yeah, exactly. Especially a guy like him. All right, Charger, good job. 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.